Well, Isaac, welcome to the Senior Bowl. Just tell us what the week's been like for you so far.
Oh, it's been fun. It's been a great experience to be around, you know, the nation's best, and to be around the Browns and the Bears offensive and, you know, defensive staffs. You know, it's been a fun week, and to meet with all the 32 teams. And, very, very grateful. Very honored to be here.
Excellent. You have a couple of friends here. I understand you've been training with McDermott, and what's it like to experience this together?
It's fun, man. There's a lot of guys here, you know, like guys like Nico, Sarah Gusser is out here with me, Harvey Longy, and it's fun. It's fun to be out there training with them, and then to be here, and it's kind of like a team, like we're kind of like a little team, you know, like our San Diego Exos team out here, and it's fun to see them succeed and finally put the pads on.
Yeah, it had to be a good feeling to get the pads back on and get to hitting today, a couple more days, and then the game, right?
Yeah, very exciting, man. We're excited to show the nation, you know, what we're all about. I know everybody else here feels the same way.
Okay. You've been probably mining some information from your cousin Matt, running back with us, on his experiences in the NFL. Just talk about the advice he's passed along to you and how helpful that is.
Matt's advice it carries a lot of weight with me. You know, when I was trying to decide what college to go to, you know, Matt told me, you know, to go to Utah and carry on that Asiata name. And then, you know, after my bowl game, he got a text once I started. He texted me when I started training, and he told me just basically the same thing. You know, go out there and work. You know, it's a business now. It's time for you to provide for your family and you know, be another Asiata, to be in the league. You know, to represent our people, to represent our family, our name, and where we're from.
What does it say about in the way that he carved his path to the NFL, and how does that let you know that it's very within reach?
You know, Matt was very underrated, you know, by his whole life. You know, people saying that he wasn't good enough, or, you know, undersized or whatever, not a good enough running back, and he proved those people wrong. And, you know, I've kind of followed the same thing when people say I'm not that great of a offensive lineman, or, you know, and so it's nice to follow his examples of, you know, not, you know, kind of just pushing that stuff to the side and focusing more on the work. It's not about what people are saying, because that'll never change your work ethic. It'll never change how hard you want it. And so it came from, you know, wanting to prove people wrong to wanting to prove it to myself, you know, to be great and to make our name something great. You know.
What do you think are your best attributes that will help you at the NFL?
Physicality. That's kind of my thing. You know, I like hitting people. I like getting hit. It's kind of like a shot of adrenaline, and it's great. I love pulling. It's like one of my favorite plays, power plays, and, you know, just bringing that nasty attitude that you have to have in the NFL. So.
Can you describe the process of pulling, and, like, when you come around the corner, like what mindset you're in, and when you expect to make contact?
Well, I mean, you're basically, you know, who's going to be the person who clears the path for the running back. And, you know, I take a lot of pride in protecting not only the quarterback but the running back as well. And so, you know, it's up to you to make that key block that could, you know, turn a 4 or 5 yard gain into a potential 40, 50 yard gain. And I love it. I love turning the corner on people and running up to a linebacker, you know, laying a blow, or if it's a DN, you know, kicking out the DN. You know, getting that perfect hit is it's kind of a hard thing to describe, but it's pretty surreal. It's nice.